Well, good morning. It is October 2nd, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Happy Lord's Day on this windy Lord's Day. Walked out, I almost got blown over. But that said, on October 2nd, 2022, we are going to continue picking up in 1 Kings. We're going to read chapters 4 and 5 this morning. Then we're going to pick up in Ephesians chapter 2. Ezekiel 35 and then Psalm 85. So let's get into the word this morning. 1 Kings chapter 4. We'll read chapters 4 and 5 today. So King Solomon was king over all of Israel, and these were the princes which he had: Azariah, the son of Zadok the priest, Elihoreth, and Ahijah, the sons of Shisha, scribes, Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, the recorder, and Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, was over the host. And Zadok and Abathar were the priests. And Azariah, the son of Nathan, was over the officers. And Zabdub, the son of Nathan, was principal officer and the king's friend. And Ahishar was over the household. And Adoniram, the son of Adba, was over the tribune. And Solomon had 12 officers over all Israel, which provided victuals for the king and his household. Each man his month and a year made provisions. And these are the names: the son of Hur in Mount Ephraim, the son of Decher in Machir, and in Shalib, Shalbim, and Beth Shemesh, and Elon Beth Hanan, the sons of Hesed in Araboth. To both pertain Succoth and all the land of Hefer, the son of Abinadab, and all the regions of Dor, which had Tophath, the daughter of Solomon, to wife. Bana, the son of Ahilud, to him pertained Tanakh and Megiddo, and all Beth Shehen, which is by Zartana, beneath Jezreel, from Beth Shehen to Al Beth Holah, even unto the place that is beyond Jokinam, the son of Gibber in Geoth Gilead, and Ramoth Gilead. To him pertain the towns of Jair, the son of Manasseh, which are in Gilead. To him also pertain the region of Argob, which is in Bashan, 70 great cities with walls and brazen bars. Abinadab, the son of Iddo, had Mahanaim. Ahimaaz was Naphtali. He also took Bashmath, the daughter of Solomon, to wife. Bana, the son of Hushai, was in Asher and in Oloth. Jehoshaphat, the son of Paruah, in Issachar. Shemaiah, the son of Elah, and Benjamin. Gibber, the son of Uri, was in the country of Gilead, in the countries of Sihon, king of the Amorites, and of Og, king of Bashan, and he was the only officer which was in the land. Judah and Israel were many, and the sand which is by the sea in multitude, eating and drinking and making merry. And Solomon reigned over all the kingdoms from the river unto the land of the Philistines and under the border of Egypt. And they brought presents and served Solomon all the days of his life. And Solomon's provisions for one day was 30 measures of fine flour and 70 measure of meal, 10 fat oxen and 20 oxen out of the pasture, and 100 sheep beside harts and roebucks and fallow deer and fatted fowl. For he had dominion over all the region on the side of the river, and Tipshah even to Azza, over all the kings on the side of the river, and he had peace on all sides round about him. And Judah and Israel dwelt in safety, every man under his vine and under the fig tree, from Dan even to Beersheba, all the days of Solomon. And Solomon had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots, and 12,000 horsemen, and those officers provided victuals for King Solomon and for all that came unto King Solomon's table. Every man in his month they lacked nothing: barley also, and straw for the horses, and dromedaries brought they unto the place where the officers were, every man according to his charge. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom exceeded the wisdom of all the children of the east country, than all the wisdom of Egypt, for he was wiser than all men. Then Ethan the Ezrahite, and Heman the Chalcol, and Chalcol and Darda, the sons of Mahol, and his fame was in all nations round about. And he spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. And he spake of trees from the cedar that in the cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even unto the hyssop that springeth out of the wall. And he spake also of beasts and of fowl and the creeping things and of fishes. And there came of all the people to hear the wisdom of Solomon from all kings of the earth which had heard of his wisdom. Chapter 5. And Hiram king of Tyre sent his servants unto Solomon, and he had For he had heard that they had anointed him king in the room of his father, for Hiram was ever a lover of David. And Solomon sent to Hiram, saying, Thou knowest how that David my father could not build a house unto the name of the Lord his God for the wars which were about him on every side until the Lord put them under the soles of his feet. But now the Lord my God hath given me rest on every side, so that there is neither adversary nor evil occurrent. And behold, I purpose to build a house unto the name of the Lord my God, as the Lord spake unto David my father, saying, My son, whom I have set up on thy throne in thy room, he shall build a house unto my name. Now therefore command thou that they hew me cedar trees out of Lebanon, and my servants shall be with thy servants, and unto thee will I give hire for thy servants according to all that thou shalt appoint. And thou, for thou knowest that there is not among us any that can do skill to how to hew timber like unto the Sidonians. And it came to pass, when Hiram heard the words of Solomon, that he rejoiced greatly, and said, Blessed be the Lord this day, which hath given unto David a wise son over this great people. And Hiram sent to Solomon, saying, I have considered the things which thou sentest to me for, and I will do all thy desire concerning timber of cedar and concerning timber of fir. My servants shall bring them down from Lebanon unto the sea, and I will convey them by sea in floats unto the place that thou wilt appoint me, and will cause them to be discharged there, and thou shalt receive them, and thou shalt accomplish my desire in giving food for my household. And so Hiram gave Solomon cedar trees and fir trees according to all his desire. And Solomon gave Hiram 20,000 measures of wheat for food to his household, and 20 measures of pure oil, and thus gave Solomon to Hiram year by year. And the Lord gave Solomon wisdom, as he promised him, and there was peace between Hiram and Solomon, and they too made a league together. And King Solomon raised a levy out of all of Israel, and the levy was 30,000 men. And he sent them to Lebanon, 10,000 a month by course. A month they were at Lebanon, and 2 months at home, and Adoniram was over the levy. And Solomon had 70,000 that bare burdens, and 40,000 hewers in the mountains, beside the chief of Solomon's officers, which were over the work, 3,300, which ruled over the people that wrought in the work. And the king commanded, and they brought great stones, costly stones, and huge stones to lay the foundation of the house. Solomon's builders and Hiram's builders did hew them, and the stone quarters. So they prepared timber and stones to build the house. That was 1 Kings chapter 4 and 5. Move on over to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 today. Ephesians chapter 2. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the children that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show his exceeding riches of his grace and kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And wherefore remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. That was Ephesians chapter 2. Let's move on over to Ezekiel chapter 35. Ezekiel 35. Ezekiel 35. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Mount Seir, and prophesy against it, and say unto it, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O Mount Seir, I am against thee, and I will stretch out my hand against thee, and I will make thee most desolate. I will lay the cities waste, and thou shalt be desolate, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord, because thou hast had a perpetual hatred, and hast shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their calamity, in the time that their iniquity had an end. And therefore, as I live, saith the Lord God, I will prepare thee unto blood, and blood shall pursue thee. Sit, thou shalt not hated blood, even blood shall pursue thee. And thus will I make Mount Seir most desolate, and cut off from it him that passeth out, and him that returneth. And I will fill his mountains with his slain men, in thy hills, and in thy valleys, and in all thy rivers shall they fall that are slain with the sword. I will make thee perpetual desolations, and thy cities shall not return, and ye shall know that I am the Lord, because thou hast said, These two nations and these two countries shall be mine, and we will possess it, whereas the Lord was there. And therefore, as I live, saith the Lord God, I will do according to thine anger, and according to thine envy, which thou hast used out of thy hatred against them, and I will make myself known among them when I have judged thee. And thou shalt know that I am the Lord, and that I have heard all thy blasphemies which thou hast spoken against the mountain of Israel, saying, They are laid desolate, they are given us to consume. And thus with your mouth ye have boasted against me, and have multiplied your words against me. I have heard them. And thus saith the Lord God, When the whole earth rejoices, I will make thee desolate. As thou didst rejoice at the inheritance of the house of Israel, because it was desolate, so will I do unto thee. Thou shalt be desolate, O Mount Seir, and all Idume, even all of it, and they shall know that I am the Lord. That was Ezekiel chapter 35. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Psalm 85. Psalm 85 today. To the chief musician, a psalm for the sons of Korah. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God, of our salvation, and cause thine anger towards us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. Well, amen. That was our reading today for the Lord's Day, October 2nd, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Make sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video. I'll be sure to mark that down. Again, just a reminder, we do have Sunday school this morning, as we do every week at 9:15. We have that each and every week for all ages, and so make sure you bring the kids on out for that. Great Sunday school teachers. We also are going through Colossians. We are going to be almost done with that book. We're going to finish that up next week, and then we're going to be starting a new series on the topic of holiness. Going to be taught by both of our elders, as well as Brother Dan Skiff. It's going to be a great study. Going through the book by Jerry Bridges called Pursuit of Holiness. Great book, and so I would highly recommend you pick that up and join us if you're not in the habit of going to Sunday school. Also, obviously, our regular worship service at 10:30 and our first Sunday fellowship today. We will be celebrating communion as well during our worship service, and so prepare your hearts for that. But also during our worship service, we also have a missionary with us, Marco Jimenez, who will be giving a brief update during the service, but But then we'll be giving a longer, more detailed update during our fellowship time afterwards. And so be sure to do that. If you are bringing some kind of food for the fellowship, make sure to get it there early. Get it downstairs so that all that can be set for after service. But that said, thank you all so much for joining me. Appreciate it. And let's make sure that we start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you've granted to us, Lord. Again, a windy day, one that reminds us of your power and your might. And Lord, I pray, God, that we would see that as your Holy Spirit, who is indeed compared to the wind, Lord, comes and does a work in each of our hearts today. I pray, God, that your word would go forth in all these different venues, Lord, from the Sunday school classes to adult classes to the preaching service, Lord, even to our time together, eating lunch together this afternoon. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd just give us a good day together, that we would honor you as the great God that you are, and that you would unite our hearts in Jesus. Lord, we love you, and I commend my brothers and sisters to you now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Have a good one, everybody. See you in a little bit.